I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, September 17th. Over 300 Quincy veterans are now eligible for increased property tax exemptions after the City Council last night adopted the new HERO Act. Officials voted unanimously in favor of accepting the updated tax breaks that were made available when the state approved the HERO Act last month, giving communities the option of increasing property tax exemptions. The measure increases tax exemptions for veterans and their families based on their service and any disabilities. The exemptions will be adjusted based on the cost of living, but cannot fall below 10% of the property value. Veterans must apply for the new exemptions, which won't take effect until next year. The Quincy Assessor's Office will accept the applications. Officials say the increased exemptions will cost the city approximately $230,000 per year, which will come from the city's overlay accounts. The Quincy City Council is considering updating its laws regarding sex offenders. Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash has proposed an amendment that would require the owners or managers of elderly housing developments to notify residents if a Level 2 or Level 3 registered sex offender moves into their development. The motion also requires that Quincy police approve the offender's move into the facility, and it increases fines and penalties for violating the law. Public postings of the offenders would also be required at public libraries, community bulletin boards, and school administration areas. The city's sex offender ordinances have not been updated for 15 years. The proposal was put into ordinance committee for further review. A baby and a woman were shot late last night in Dorchester, and the search is on for the gunman who got away. Boston police say they responded just after 11:30 last night to Stratton Street after a shot spotter activation and 911 calls for a report of a baby shot. Once on scene, officers found an adult female and a baby with gunshot wounds at an outside crime scene. Both victims were taken to a local hospital where the baby was fighting for his life. The woman's expected to be okay. Police have not said how, if at all, the two victims are related or if the suspected shooter is known to them. No arrests have been made. Homicide detectives were at the scene along with trauma teams. Authorities are investigating the death of a 47-year-old man incarcerated at the Old Colony Correctional Center in Bridgewater. About 2:30 on Sunday afternoon, staff at the facility responded to a cell on a report of a medical emergency, according to a statement from the Massachusetts Executive Office of Public Safety and Security. The inmate was found unresponsive with wounds that appeared to be from an assault. The man was taken by ambulance to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. Authorities believe another inmate was involved in the assault. His death remains under investigation by the Plymouth County District Attorney's Office and state police. Authorities are investigating a crash in Duxbury early Saturday morning that killed a teenager. According to the chief medical examiner, officers responded to a motor vehicle crash about 1 a.m. on Harrison Street, found a single car involved and a juvenile girl behind the wheel. Girl was transported to an area hospital and died last night. The name of the victim is not being released. Officials say speed was a factor. Crash is under investigation by Duxbury and state police. Juvenile was arrested in connection with a stabbing at the JFK UMass T station in Dorchester yesterday afternoon. Happened about 3 p.m. The girl allegedly attacked two other girls with a sharp object in the busway of the station. T police say one victim was treated on scene and the other taken to a local hospital. The incident remains under investigation. No further information has been released. Toy and game maker Hasbro is looking at moving its headquarters from Rhode Island to downtown Boston. The Boston Business Journal citing several real estate sources in reporting that Hasbro, which is currently based in Pawtucket, recently toured multiple Boston office buildings. The source also said Hasbro could relocate to the suburbs of Boston. The company that makes Monopoly, Dungeons and Dragons, and Play-Doh is said to be looking for a large block of office space between 200 and 250,000 square feet. Hasbro said last December it was laying off about 20% of its workforce, or 1,100 employees, amid toy sales that were softer than anticipated last year. The company also said at the time it would not renew its lease on its office in Providence, and workers would be moved to the headquarters in Pawtucket. Hasbro was founded in Providence more than 100 years ago. Another major toy maker, Lego, is moving its headquarters from Connecticut to Boston's Boylston Street in 2025. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 228 points. The Nasdaq dropped 91, and the S&P added 7. Shares mixed in Asia as world markets gear up for the Fed's most anticipated meeting in years tomorrow. The euro is down, oil at $70 a barrel. In sports, the Red Sox are in Tampa Bay for a series with the Rays, beginning tonight at 6:50 p.m. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, partly cloudy and warm with highs in the mid-80s this afternoon. Cloudy tonight and a low of 53. Tomorrow, clouds and a little bit of sunshine, high of 81. Scattered showers Thursday, the high of 73. And some lingering showers Friday, with highs only in the mid-60s. But the boater waves about a foot. A southwest wind at 5 to 10 knots turns southeast. Later today, high tide 11:14 a.m. Sunrise 6:26, sets at 6:49. Traffic note, 4 River Bridge, scheduled to open at 11 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, September 17th.